A reading from the first book of Samuel. The Lord said to Samuel, "Fill your horns with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem, for I have chosen my king from amongst his sons." And Jesse and his sons came to the sacrifice. Samuel looked at Eli and thought, "Surely the Lord anointed is here before him." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not judge from appearance or from his lofty stature, because I have rejected him. Not as a man sees does God see, because man sees of appearance, but God looks into the heart."
Yes, amen.
In the same way, Jesse presented seven sons before Samuel. But Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen any one of these." Then Samuel asked Jesse, "Are these all the sons you have?" And Jesse replied, "There is still the youngest who is tending the sheep." Samuel said to Jesse, "Send for him. We will not begin the sacrifice banquet until he arrives here." Jesse sent and had the young man brought to them. He was rowdy, a youth handsome to behold, and making a splendid appearance. And the Lord said, "There, anoint him, for this is the one." Then Samuel, with the horn of oil in hand, anointed David in the presence of his brothers. And from this day on, the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David.
Yes, yes.
The Amen. Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is
St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for light produces every kind of goodness and righteousness and truth. Try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in fruitless works of darkness. Rather, expose them, for it is shameful even to mention the things done by them in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore, it says, "Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.